This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, March 23rd. God's word to you today is new reality. Our scripture reading is taken from Galatians 2 verse 20 from the King James Version, and it says, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Romans 12 verse 2 says, don't let the world squeeze you into its mold, but let God remake you so that your whole attitude of mind, your person, is changed. This is taken from the Phillips translation. The Lord wants to make you up. God wants to put you into his mold such that the world will not be able to recognize you. When people look at you, the only conclusion would be he or she has been with Jesus. I remember being a little bit troublesome at home. So when I gave my life to Jesus, I did not want to tell people. I felt that if they found out that I was now born again, they would take me for granted. And the respect I used to have in the house would diminish. So I kept it to myself and did not tell anyone. I came back home during a school break, and after a week or so, I overheard my mom tell my brother, Femi has changed. I was pained. How did they find out? I find it very strange to see people who claim that they have experienced resurrection power, but their person is not changed. The resurrection power changes your person so much that you become unrecognizable. Take the example of Paul, for instance. He became an entirely new man. This is what the Bible means in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. This is according to the New King James Version. When I share some stories of my past with people, they are surprised that I used to do all such things. I used to fight using a cutlass or a bottle as my weapon. I love playing football, and I used to play for almost 24 hours a day. When you win a match in some neighborhoods, you need to fight to come out alive when such football matches go bad. I was a very, very angry and violent person. But thank God that all things pass away. To the glory of God, the things I used to do, I do them no more. The fights I used to fight, I fight them no more. The places I used to go, I go there no more. There is a great change since I'm born again. Not once have I ever said, if not that I'm born again. Now, if you're doing life with people, you know that there are no perfect relationships, right? There will be occasions, things that will push every emotion in you. But the things I used to do, I do them no more. The fights I used to fight, I fight them no more. There is a great change since I am born again. What I'm saying is, God wants to take your greatest weakness and turn it into a strength. Today, I can fight spiritually. Trust me, you do not want to cross that path. And when I fight, I fight. But it is a virtue that God converted. For Moses, it was temper, but God converted it. For Abraham, it was worry, but God converted it. For Peter, it was being too forward, but God converted it. For Gideon, it was fear, but God converted it. The point is, you do not have to remain the same. The resurrection power is the power to cancel your past and the power to change your person. Let us pray. Father, I lay down my weaknesses and I ask that you remake me. I open my life to the resurrection power to cancel my past and change my person. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.